Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the GHCL Textiles Limited Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Garima from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to everyone attending the GHCL Textiles Quarter 4 and Financial Year 25 earnings conference call. We have with us on the call today the senior management of GHCL Textiles. Please note that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be therefore viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company faces. I now hand over the call to Mr. R.S. Jalan for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Garima. Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to GHCL Textiles Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call. I'm Ravi Jalan, and I thank all you for joining us today to discuss our performance for the quarter and year-ended 31st March 2025. We at GHCL Textiles extend our heartfelt prayers to the affected families from the recent tragic terror attack and wish for strength, healing, and lasting peace. Our results and investor presentation have been uploaded to the stock exchanges and company website. I am pleased to be joined by our leadership team, including Mr. Raman Chopra and Mr. Manu Jain. I would like to take a moment to introduce our new member who has recently come on board. I am delighted to welcome Mr. Marshall Sonawale, who has joined us as a CEO designate. Marshall brings with him a wealth of experience and strategic insights, and we are confident that his leadership will be instrumental as we steer GHCL Textiles into the next phase of growth and transformation. At this juncture, I would also like to express my heartfelt gratitude to Mr. Bala, our ongoing CEO, for his dedicated leadership and invaluable contribution to GHCL Textiles over the years. We thank him for his commitment and wish him all the very best in his future endeavors. With that, I would request Mr. Marshall to take you through the key highlights of the quarter and full year before we open the floor for questions. Mr. Marshall.
Thank you for the warm welcome. It's a privilege to address you today for the first time as part of GHCL's leadership team. Having spent considerable time in the textile sector, I'm excited to contribute to GHCL's next phase of growth and value creation. I look forward to working closely with our talented teams, valued stakeholders, and all of you as we continue to build a future-ready and resilient textile business. Let me now take you through the key highlights of our Q4 and full year FY25 performance. The textile sector continued to face sluggish demand during the quarter. Despite the challenging environment, I am pleased to share that our manufacturing facilities operated at optimum utilization levels, demonstrating our strong execution capabilities and customer alignment. Reflecting on our Q4 performance, revenue stood at 285 crores, which came in flat compared to previous periods. EBITDA for the quarter was rupees 32 crores, which is an increase of 9% on a year-on-year basis and 24% on quarter-on-quarter basis. For the full year FY25, our revenue came in at rupees 1,168 crores, marking a growth of 10% over FY24. EBITDA for the year was rupees 117 crores, up 31% year-on-year. Also, PAT for the year was rupees 56 crores, up 123% year-on-year basis. I would like to highlight that our full year EBITDA and PAT performance has significantly exceeded the levels achieved in FY24, despite the ongoing industry pressure. This resilience is a testament to our deep customer relationships, cost discipline, and operational excellence. The share of revenue from fabric increased from 6.5% in FY24 to 7.8% in FY25. Similarly, the share of exports has also increased from 15% noted in FY24 to 16% of revenues in FY25, despite the strategic reduction of exports to Bangladesh. Our strategic shift towards value-added products continues, and it continues to gain traction. In the year, we deployed rupees 158 crores towards growth capex, mainly on the new spindles expansion, while working capital was released by rupees 54 crores on account of better inventory management, and debt was reduced by rupees 8 crores. We maintain a robust balance sheet, closing the year with a net debt of rupees 58 crores, despite making significant investments. Turning to industry developments, the Indian textile industry is currently navigating a phase marked by both challenges and emerging opportunities. Cumulative cotton arrivals for the current season stood at 273 lakh bales compared to 258 lakh bales in the previous year. The Cotton Corporation of India, CCI, has been an active buyer, having procured approximately 100 lakh bales as of March 25, up sharply from 33 lakh bales last season. Domestic cotton prices are currently stable, averaging around rupees 55,000 per candy, and international prices have also shown steady trends. We expect cotton prices to remain range-bound in the near term, though there remains some degree of uncertainty stemming from evolving international trade and tariff dynamics. On the global trade front, recent tariff adjustments by the US have introduced an element of unpredictability. However, this realignment may provide India with a strategic advantage as some of our key competitors face higher duties. For India to fully capitalize on this opportunity, the private sector will need to accelerate investments in capacity and capability building. At GHCL, we are well positioned to lead in this evolving landscape. Our committed investment plan of rupees 1,000 crores remains firmly on track, of which rupees 500 crores have been deployed. The addition of 25,000 new spindles is progressing as scheduled, and we expect operations to commence by June 25. We also initiated a new project to install 40 knitting machines at our existing location, with a total capex of rupees 38 crores. Work on the first phase involving 10 machines is already underway. This forward integration will enable us to produce value-added products using our own yarn, enhancing our margin profile. As per our long-term strategic vision, we will be investing in weaving and dyed fabric capabilities to offer ready-to-cut fabric solutions to our customers. With a strong balance sheet, low leverage, and clear strategic priorities, we are confident of sustaining our current growth momentum and delivering value to all our stakeholders. Thank you once again for your continued support and belief in GHCL Textile. We are now welcoming any questions you may have.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Jatin from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So first of all, congrats on a good set of numbers with a finally EBITDA margin crossing a double digit. So going ahead, if just one want to understand in terms of the margin profile, with our fabric sales also improving 100 bps on year-on-year basis, so how shall one look at 3 to 5 years down the line, the revenue outlook from the fabric sales versus yarn sales?
Yeah, Jatin, two things. First and foremost, like we have already said in our earlier call, that now the future investment, we are only focusing towards the weaving and knitting side. And the journey is going to start this year with the 40 machines. Gradually, we will be building these 40 machines during this year. And next year onwards, we will be putting the money into the weaving side as well, along with the processing. We are just waiting for this PM Mitra Park to start, where we would like to have this processing unit installed. And overall, we have said already that our turnover, we are looking at 2 times of what is the turnover today. And out of the total overall, roughly around 30% will be coming from the value added of the knitting and the fabric fabric or the weaving product. I hope, Jatin, I have been able to clarify your question.
Yeah, yeah. So 2 times of turnover of today and with 30% coming from the value-added products, right?
Yes.
So if we look, we are spending near about 1,000 crores. So that will increase our spindle capacity from 200, 2 lakhs to 225 by first quarter of FY26. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. What will be the incremental revenue that will be coming from this 25,000 spindles?
Approximately around 1:1. Approximately on it will be roughly around 250 crore kind of a number will be coming.
250 crore. And so secondly, in month of March, we discontinued our production at our Kaveri section. So just wanted to understand what was the total expenses that we incurred for this section in FY25?
You are talking about the discontinuation which has happened in the end of March. And basically, we were incurring losses on this division or this unit. And you have...
Broadly,
we have spent around 2 crore rupees. Sorry, Manu.
Just one second,
Jatin. The benefit of this we could see in the month of April, the benefit has started coming in into the... Because what we have done, Jatin, in the meantime... Out of this closure, some of the machine we have used in the other unit, and by that we have increased our volume in that unit. And overall, because of that, the value, volume loss will not be that significant. And we have lost approximately around 2 crore rupees into that that unit, and that will get converted into the positive in the 2025-26.
Started seeing since month of April, right?
Yeah, you can say benefit we have started seeing in the month of April.
So second thing, now if you look in terms of our return ratios, definitely we have started seeing an improvement in the margins, but when we compare ourselves with the peers in the industry in terms of ROCE, we are at a lower single digit. So what is the steps the company is taking to improve the return ratio?
First and foremost, as we discussed in the first point, is that this integration will help us to kind of improve our return ratio. That's number one. Second, we are also taking some of the steps on our working capital management. You have seen in this quarter or in the 24-25, we have released some of the working capital. So cotton inventory, your imported cotton inventory, even on your finished goods inventory. So a lot of work is being done on the inventory or working capital management. Second, we are also be little more and on in terms of capital expenditure. If you look at this year, we are not talking about a big capital expenditure. The new capital expenditure we are not talking about. So that way we are trying to balance and try to improve upon on our capital return on capital employed.
Sir, last questions on my side, after which I'll come back on a queue. So when we integrated in your presentation, you indicated that the vertical integration and enhancement of green energy, we are seeing a long-term EBITDA margin in the range of 17-20%, which is almost double from the current level. So by when do we expect this EBITDA margin to reach? And secondly, just on the clarification, the Kaveri section, you indicated 2 crores loss, which is on the quarterly basis or on the monthly basis?
Annual. So first, let me clarify this 2 crore loss which we have said is the last 24-25. Second, you said about this long-term vision of 17-18%. Jatin, if you remember, if you look at our long-term number, you will find that we have been achieving this around 15-16% EBITDA margin on a longer-term basis. This is primarily because of the market conditions, the margins are down. And plus, this vertical integration will also help us to improve. We are very confident that you will start seeing this benefit. Maybe, hopefully, because right now we can't commit on the kind of a volatility we have in the market, you know, because of geopolitical, because of US tariff this thing. But once things become normal, definitely we believe that this 17-18% we will be able to deliver on that. Second, like Marshall said in his statement, I'm very optimistic the outlook of the textile industry in a medium terms, because if you look at the tariff, the way it has been announced by the US, a small advantage to India will definitely have a small, even if a small portion of the volume shifting from other countries to India, will definitely have a big boost into the business of textile. So that will also bring some kind of a good numbers for the textile per se overall.
So have we seen any inquiry in terms of the order inflow, because you indicated the tariff and the Bangladesh disruption? So have we seen any inquiry or the order inflow during the last 1 month for the same?
This has started initially, and because of this 90 days pause period by the US, now the little bit of the people are wanting to wait, that okay, let's wait this in 90 days, because after 90 days what will happen, because by the time they give the order now, this delivery will happen only after 90 days. Okay, so therefore they want to be a little bit be more clear on this 90 days period. But like you know that India looks to be the first mover onto the bilateral trade agreement with the US, and that will definitely bring advantage to Indian, particularly to the textile industry. I'm very hopeful.
Okay. Thank you, Jalandit, for answering all the questions. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir. So I have two, three questions. First is with respect to the current situation on the tariff, and I presume that global customers have already started inquiring about alternate source. So just wanted to hear your thoughts. What are you hearing from the market? And obviously we have announced capex on spinning, weaving, processing, but any plans to get into garmenting as well, given that the largest value addition from this tariff war seems to be helping garmenters more than other segments?
As you rightly said, in terms of overall, what definitely we see is some kind of a positivity or some kind of inquiries are getting floated into the Indian market, because all the major suppliers, be it China, Bangladesh, Vietnam, all other places, the kind of challenges are being faced by the customers. So we see that kind of inquiry, that we see that kind of curiosity of the people to place order with us. But only because of this 90 days period, little bit conversion of the inquiry into the orders is getting a little longer time. That's number one. Second, you said about this garmenting. See, at this point of a time, we don't have any plan to go for a garmenting. First, we want to establish. You know that past experience of our home textile. So we want to be first establish ourselves as a ready-to-cut fabric to be supplied to the garment manufacturer, because that itself will be a big value creation. And once we stabilize on that, surely we will be looking at on the garmenting side.
Understood. The second question, sir, is based on your opening comments. CCI has bought significant amount of cotton this year, and they are sitting with a huge amount of cotton right now. So this working capital release which you saw this year is also in line with that, given that the availability of cotton is not a problem. What are the thoughts, because your cotton inventory has been little lower than last year?
No, Resham, you are right on that. We have taken a very conscious call that what we see the cotton outlook as per our understanding is going to be stable. And so because of that, we don't see at this point of a time the large inventory to be kept in our godown. Second, as you rightly said, CCI has a large chunk of inventory from where we can get a quality cotton also. So therefore, quality as well as the availability will not be an issue. Second, government is actively, and this is what this thing is, I don't know whether that will get translated into the reality or not, but there are a lot of discussions is going on, the removing the duty on the cotton. So if that happens first temporarily, of course it will not be for the permanent basis, for a certain period they may remove the duty, and that will also help in terms of maintaining the cotton availability through the import also. So therefore our view, we don't see any kind of a big upside into the cotton prices. Therefore, we have created, but still, we have a reasonable inventory of 90 days. So it's not that we have become hand to mouth, because then we have to maintain the consistency, we have to maintain the quality, and we are hedged at least for 3 months. I hope, Resham, I have been able to answer your
Yes, sir. Sorry. I was on mute. Thanks for that. The last part of the question, sir, is with respect to the commissioning of a new spinning unit. So as of today, company as a whole, we have reached just about that 10% mark in terms of margins. But given this, there's a new unit with a lot of automation and all, are you expecting any change in the margin profile versus the existing margins? Because this will be substantial, almost 20-25% increase to your existing revenue.
See, Resham, as you rightly said, this unit is getting commissioned in the month of June, and in July onwards, the production will start. And definitely, logically, some kind of an add-on to the overall bottom line or the margin should happen. But it all depends the outlook of the market in terms of the yarn prices. So therefore, yes, we are very positive that on the third quarter, and probably maybe fourth quarter after this stabilization in the third quarter, things should improve. Even frankly speaking, we are also optimistic about the overall yarn market demand should improve, which ultimately improve the margin as well. So we are optimistic on that number.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Gandhi from Diamond Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead. Hello, Mr. Ritesh, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Just want to understand, compared to our historical, spreads, across the industry, spreads have been extremely low. Now, we're hearing that because of the reduction in the cotton prices, the manufacturers have been able to keep some amount of the spread, and spreads have started to move up. Is that what you guys are also seeing?
Yeah, that is what I have said, that we are also very hopeful, maybe after this little bit of a clarity on the, tariff of the U.S., things should start looking up.
Got it. And so, effectively, are we already seeing increasing the spreads in the first quarter, or are the spreads still right now as they were in Q4?
I think the spreads are likely to be the similar in nature, and because as I said, it will take some time, a lot of inquiry, a lot of activities are being seen, but conversion into the order, this 90 days issue, all this getting kind of a settled down. Once it settles down, the things should improve.
Okay, sir. Sir, and with regards to the incremental capacity which is expected to come on in June of this year, how quickly would we expect the ramp up to happen?
I think I will not take much of the time on in terms of the ramping up. Probably the activity will start in July. I think by end of July or beginning of August, it should be full on running.
Got it. And we've got adequate demand also from our customers, etc., to sort of fill up. The capacity is not a problem.
Yeah, see, there are two advantages we are going to get. One is the product which we are going to produce out of that. We'll complement in our product basket, because some of the products we are right now not offering. So this will help us to kind of complement our product basket. Second, side by side, we are also going for a knitting project. So this yarn in the medium terms will get consumed in our own own knitting machines, and that will help us to kind of deliver to the different customer profile, which currently are not in part of our customers as in the form of fabric.
Got it. And just a last question. Historically, you guys have implied that your normalized EBITDA would be in the high teens. So would we hope to sort of reach there by maybe the end of FY26, maybe?
This is very difficult to answer this, means or give a prediction, because you have seen yourself the way the product, volatility is being seen.
Yeah.
In the normal circumstances, yes. Because we have moved in a very rightful way. Look at our cost structure. Our power cost has been very beautiful, has been managed to the, around 6%.
Yes, wonderful.
Our labor cost is also 6%. Our cotton procurement is a very efficient process. So overall, I see that in terms of, and still our work on this cost structure continues to be remain focused. In terms of the quality also, in terms of the customers, identification of the rightful customers, that also the process is continuing, and that will continue further also. So I think definitely, because normal, we will be definitely achieving that number.
Understood, sir. All right. Thank you, sir. That's all. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Raman. I can hear you loud and clear.
Yes, sir. Sir, I have only three questions. One, what is the current cotton yarn spread?
Raman, if you don't mind, can you take your phone on the instead of a speaker phone, because your voice. So can you?
Hello. How can you hear me, sir? Clearly.
Yeah, better. Normal, better.
Yeah. So I was asking, what is the current cotton yarn spread?
Okay. So the cotton yarn spread at this point of time is around 119 rupees.
1190. 119. 119 rupees. And sir, this is with respect to Q4, right?
No, this is the current, you asked me current.
Aksha, current. In Q4, how was the cotton yarn spread? And you said that there has been some kind of uptrend in terms of the spread, like the spread is improving. So can we expect the margins in Q1 to be much better than what we had in Q4?
Raman, if you note down my statement which I said we are definitely seeing some kind of a positivity. But I have also said that the margin spread is not, at this point of time, we are not seeing in the current situation, the margin spreads are not going up. Hopefully, when the things get settled down after this 90 days of the uncertainty, things should be looking at. 25, 26, definitely my expectation is things should be better. How much better? I think it's very difficult to predict at this point of time.
Okay. And so my second question is, sir, you said you will be adding 40 knitting machines by the end of FY26. And I also heard you saying that 10 machines will be operational from Q3 FY26, right?
Yes, this will be likely, this 10 machine will get started by September 25. So you can say that full October, full third quarter and fourth quarter, we should be getting the advantage of this. And depending upon the success of these 10 machines, because we are currently also doing the outsourcing model of the knitting. So therefore, we don't see any major issue in terms of, because 15 machines we are doing an outsourcing, we have taken the machines on outsource and we are supplying the fabric to the customers. So that way we will be building this from 10 machines to 40 machines.
So how much incremental revenue can we expect from this forward integration into knitting fabrics?
See, broadly, my understanding is, exactly the number I don't have at this point of time, but broadly, in the 20% of the revenue of the yarn, means because fabric has 80% or 85% of the cost of the yarn. So you can say incremental revenue on that increased amount will be around 15 to 20% on those yarn which is getting converted into the fabric. And once the machines get established, then I think you will have a significant amount of increase in the volume. in the revenue.
And sir, this will be like we can expect by the this 15% increase in terms of volume in FY27, right? Which will be the like full year of operation for knitted fabric machine.
This 15% will be in terms of the revenue, not volume. In terms of the revenue, because the revenue gets increased by 15%, 15 to 20% of the yarn which we consumed in the knitting machine.
So that's what I was asking. Will we see this growth in FY27?
100% you will see that growth in 2027.
And from the 10 machines, can we expect like an incremental revenue of 5-10% in this year?
See, broadly, I don't have that number at this point of a time, but broadly, I can tell you that the revenue this year in all put together will be approximately around 15 to 20% higher than, I'm talking about the revenue, 15 to 20% higher than the 24-25.
Okay, sir. And sir, the final one is like a more or less like a follow-up question to what you said. So you have guided for 15-20% revenue growth in FY26. So what is the volume growth guidance and margin guidance?
See, first and foremost, let me slightly correct this number, which I said 15-20%. At this point of the time, but the way we have projected, this could be around 14-15%. I'm giving a very specific number which we have projected. This can be more also, or this can be slightly less also, depending upon how the yarn prices moved.
Okay.
The second, what you said, second question, what were your questions, sorry?
The volume guidance and margin guidance.
In volume, definitely this 25,000 spindle volume guidance will happen. And margin, so very difficult to kind of predict the margin guidance for 25-20. All this volatile situation. But I said, generally, our feeling is this will be better than 24-25.
Okay, sir. And sir, in the opening remark, you said your aim is to do 2x of FY25 turnover with 20% revenue from value-added products. So this is for FY27?
No, no, I said in next 3 to 4 years of time, we will have around 30% of our revenue coming from an expanded base on the current base, it will be double. And on that, 30% will be coming from value added of knitting and weaving and processed fabric. And that will
be 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amit Ketan from Labyrinth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question was on if you could elaborate a little bit more on the tariff situation, especially from a yarn perspective. Now, I can understand the bullishness on the garmenting and possibly on the fabric side from a long term. But if the tariffs lead to sort of a recessionary environment in the U.S., could that lead to demand headwinds, especially given that yarn is a commodity which is anyways being exported and, you know, it doesn't really matter where it's produced. So could that be a negative for us in terms of yarn prices and spreads?
See, 2-3 views we have on that. First and foremost, in terms of this tariff situation, our personal belief, and maybe we are right or wrong, we don't know, we will get settled down. We believe that way, okay? Some way, this way or that way, that will get settled down globally. But yes, that may lead to a little bit of a recessionary could happen. Though still we don't believe, but it may happen. And obviously if that happen, automatically that will have an impact on the final product, and ultimately the final product will also lead to the basic raw material, which is yarn. But the other part of this, if you look at, see, this will also make an impact on the marginal players, which are not cost and strong on their operations, and that will they will get hit hard, and that will help us to kind of a company like us to have a better performance, maybe on that, because marginal players will have a major impact of that.
Okay, and second question was on you know, you talked about the potential removal of import duties on cotton by the Indian government. What sort of incremental margins impact could be there just from this aspect, given you know what prices are today?
I don't think at this point of time you should look at any margin expansion in because of this cotton duty removal. This will only help in terms of creating a kind of a cotton situation. Because I said 100,000 bales or 1 crore bales each with the CCI. So therefore, the lot of opportunity of the price reduction in the cotton may not happen. But this will definitely cool down the overall prices and the availability of the cotton will be better. So I personally believe that no major expectation we should have from the margin expansion, but this will definitely improve your cost, means your in terms of your competitiveness with the global players, and that will help you in terms of the overall demand improvement may happen. Even if they suppose that 10% duty remains, that will put a pressure on the prices of the garments and things like that, and some of the impact may get impacted because of this duty removal.
Got it. Thank you, and Marshall, congratulations on your elevation.
Thank you, Amit.
The next question is from the line of Resham Jain from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my question again. So on energy side, sir, wind, as we know in the past, in Tamil Nadu, there were evacuation-related issues and things were a little difficult. But how is the situation now on the wind side? Are you able to generate and evacuate a full quantum of units?
Yes, luckily at this point of time, we don't see any challenge in terms of evacuation or in terms of the power availability in Tamil Nadu. So that way, it's a very stable and good environment of power.
Sir, is it possible to share FY25, how many number of units you have generated through wind?
Yeah, right now I don't have number, but I can share with you offline.
No problem.
Actually, if my memory is correct, if you look at in overall, I think 10 crore unit approximately. You have the data? 10 crore unit broadly. Honestly, I don't have the number. I have to open up some file.
No problem. It's fine. Yeah. And sir, one more bookkeeping question on CapEx. What is the cash capex amount for FY26 you are budgeting for?
See, 114 crore we are projecting to be spent in FY25-26. Out of that, major will be these two retail project, the leftover volume amount, and second is your knitting machine.
Okay, I understood, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to limit your questions to two per participant. And if you have a follow-up question, you may please come back in the queue. The next question is from the line of Jatin from Swan Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity again. So just wanted to understand, now with the Marshall getting elevated, so want to know his view in terms of the technical textile and man-made fiber, and is GSCL moving in that direction? Thank you.
I think Marshall.
Jatin, so see, I think it is now well established that technical textile has a lot of potential, right? And India still is in a very nascent stage. The metric I see for that is sort of my kilograms per capita consumption for technical textile. If you compare India with US, China, we are sort of far below. From a GSCL perspective, I think the vision which has been stated is to move towards ready-to-cut fabrics, right, both on cotton and synthetic side. So yes, on synthetic side, there will be some movement towards that end, but apart from that, any other technical textile, at least it is not in the plan as of now.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Amay Chedda from Banyan Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and apologies if it's already been covered, but what led to this gross margin improvement Y on Y and sequentially? Did the spreads improve?
Sorry, can you repeat again your question?
What led to this gross margins improvement? Did the cotton yarn spreads improve sequentially?
The cotton yarn spread has improved primarily because of better product and better market.
Okay, and what were they in Q3 and Q4, if you can give a number?
Q3 number in terms of the spread?
Yes.
Or the margin?
No, spread, which is 119 currently. What was in Q3 and Q4?
I think it was approximately around 109 to
119.
And
that was in Q3, right? 109
was the Q3.
And in Q4, it was around this 119 mark.
That number was, like I said, same number.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from Tunga Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions, sir. One is, we understand that demand has actually come to a standstill globally based on the need from companies like Coats, which actually manufacture thread. In this situation, what gives us confidence for companies like us to sound positive and also put capacity expansion confidently?
Yeah, Lakshmi, very valid question. Let me tell you a couple of things which we believe first and foremost, like I said, the way we look at India as a competitive advantage vis-a-vis the other countries, we see that competitive advantage. Second is whatever the change which we have discussed about this global customer base shifting some of their priority to the India, that will also bring an advantage to Indian players. The third is, we are seeing a consolidation also. The marginal players or the small players, they are getting kind of out of the business. So that will also bring the organized player or the stronger players will have an advantage. So these are the three things probably I would say that is giving an advantage. But I have also said along with that, in the near future, we are looking at more investment towards the vertical integration. Like I said, the knitting, weaving, processing, ready-to-cut fabric to be given to the deliver. And obviously, the vertical integration will create a value for our shareholders.
Can I go ahead? Taking note of what you mentioned, so if there capacity is available and people are going to dwindle, why wouldn't you actually go and buy those capacities instead of actually setting up something on your own?
See, very important, very valid question you have said. Because this kind of a unit which we are on the block, they are very, old investments. Second is they are very, very small in size. So you have to, in a various location, you have to manage those small size of the spindleage or the capacity. And so therefore doesn't make sense. The third, like I said already, we are not looking for any major investment in the spinning side. In any case, our investment is more on the knitting and weaving side, which is a more of a vertical integration.
So on knitting, what is the kilograms per day you can actually get? And then if I look at the EBITDA and divide by the spindles you have, you are still appears to be on the lower side when I compare to few other companies. So just your thoughts on what is the output you expect on knitting per day, and then how to improve the EBITDA per spindle.
See, two things, like I said, at this point of the time, we are just putting around 10 machines. Once we have this 40 machines all in place, the new spindle is of 25,000 spindle which we are putting in, almost around 70% of the volume will go by, 70% of the volume of that unit will go into the in our all 40 machines of the knitting. So that way we will be able to, and this location of this both will be the same complex or same building. So that will bring a lot of advantage in terms of the movement, in terms of the packaging and things like that. We have a customer base also, as I mentioned, because we are already doing an outsourcing model. So that will also bring an advantage too in terms of overall our this thing.
Can I just squeeze in one more question, sir? Sir, what percentage of our cotton is imported, and does the current situation benefit importers in general?
See, basically, we are not importing any cotton which is a commodity in terms of like your Indian cotton, no, like low staple or the medium staple cotton, we are not importing except the Australian cotton. All the imported cotton we are only using for the value added, like Australian cotton, your Pima cotton, Giza cotton, those kind of a cotton. And approximately 50%. And overall, out of the total procurement of the cotton, I think maybe approximately around 20-25% of the cotton we are procuring, which are all of the value added, like your Giza, Pima, or Australian cotton.
These are imported ones, you're saying?
Yeah, imported cotton. Yeah, imported cotton.
And does the current situation is advantageous for importers? Because I think there is one remark you mentioned that there may be some import duty cut or something.
See, so far as these two cottons are concerned, your Pima and Giza, which is a long staple cotton, currently also there is no duty on that. But why I've said this advantage to this will be because once the duty removes, overall cotton availability or the other people will import some of the cotton, and therefore the Indian cotton prices upward will not happen. So that will give, and at the time probably we may also look at the possibility of importing some of the cottons for the medium staple.
Sir, thank you so much for detailed answers. And get back in queue.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Saket Kapoor, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yes, sir. Am I audible, sir? Namaskar, sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Sir, firstly, our closing balance for capital work in progress is 155 crore. So with the commissioning of this 25,000 spindle, what should be the... what should be capitalized, and then 114 is the number which we have, which will be spending for the next financial year?
See, like I said, out of this 155 crores, a total project cost of the retail project, so total investments into the retail project is around 215 crore. Okay. Out of that, as you said, 115 crores gets or 150 crores gets allocated from the WIP or the CPI, capital work in progress. Balance amount will be spent here. The balance amount we are spending on the knitting project, which I just mentioned, majorly.
Okay, and that part will get capitalized when, sir? That 114 crore capex.
Like 10 machines will get capitalized in by September end. And after that, whenever we spend another this thing, in 3 months' time, the moment we start spending the money, in 3 months they will get capitalized, because that lead period of that is very small, or they're putting the knitting machine.
And sir, this our project, our capex is aligned with the Tamil Nadu government state policy. So there is any capital subsidy or any incentive? What are the incentives provided for this project, sir?
Yeah, there is a capital. Yeah, we have that some incentive under that government scheme, and that will get accrued to us even for the money which we have already spent. The application has been filed for that, and hopefully we will be getting those benefits. And approximately, if my memory is correct, we will be getting around 15 to 20 crore rupees of the benefit out of that.
Out of the 500 crore which we have invested, the total 1,000 crore capex will yield us 20 crore.
Exactly, Saket, I don't remember that number, but I think this number will be on 500 crores. But the exact number I have to just check. Broadly, the number should be in the range of around 15 to 20 crores should come to us.
Correct, sir. And sir, for the M&A part, you have already alluded to. So there are a lot of again that coming to the point, there are a lot of stressed assets available. I think so in the southern part of the country, and even GSL Textile was once Meenakshi Textile, which is known to investors, that was also a stressed asset buy. So taking into account, are we also looking for any M&A activity that may or may not crystallize going ahead, or we do not have the assets which are aligned to our portfolio? That is what, and we will be expanding only on this organically only.
See, Saket ji, we are open. We are looking at all those possibilities. I would not say that we are not looking at the possibility, but we are very careful of which kind of assets. Like, suppose we get some garmenting business, probably we may look at. So those kind of, but spinning, unless there is a well-managed or a large size, we would not like to go for it, any investment into the spinning side. A lot of possibilities we are seeing, but we will be very careful of investments.
Okay. And last point, sir, if I may be allowed, on the borrowing part, what should be our peak debt taking into account this 1,000 crore capex, out of which I think so 500 already spent? We have a long-term borrowing of closer to 61 crore. So at the peak debt, what are we anticipating? If any absolute number you can give, or some color where we will stand?
One second, Saketji.
Yeah.
Saketji, one second. We're just trying to fetch the number. We would like to give you a little precise number.
Yes, sir.
Approximately around 600 crores of the overall peak debt once we complete our entire process.
Okay, and with that peak debt, what should be the peak, I mean, the asset turnover ratio or the revenue looking like?
My debt equity ratio will still be 0.35 or 0.35, and overall my top line will be roughly around 1700 crores, approximately around, and you can calculate the asset turnover.
Okay. My small point is currently we have we exited the year with a turnover of 1160 crore. And if what you just spoke, we will be reaching the peak debt of 600 crore and the top line would reach to 1700. I did not get the math correctly, sir.
Yeah, 1700 crore. Saketji, please understand one thing. Once you make an investment, capital investment, it takes some time. See, at the end of the year, like we capitalize in the year of 29. Okay, the benefit of that will be coming in the next year. Like if you look at this number of 1700 crores will be up by around 200 crores next year. So the cycle of this investment will always be get metallized in 1 or 2 years of time.
Okay. And which year we will be hitting the peak debt, sir?
This is the 29. We are projecting the time 29. And like I said, this is very important to kind of highlight. Our debt equity ratio will remain 0.35. Only 0.35. Okay, Saketji, can you hear me?
Yeah. Cut over.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Mr. Hemant, please go ahead with your question.
Yeah. Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity. I just wanted to ask you one thing. Like, sir, first of all, our endeavor is to double our revenues in the next 3-4 years. Okay. So, what are the drivers behind it? Because I see the capacity utilization is already at 99%. And at the 25,000 spindles, which we will be adding in June 25, will fetch an incremental revenue of 250 crores only. Okay. So what will be the drivers, and the revenue growth of 14 to 15%, which you are talking about in FY26, will it be skewed towards the second half of the next fiscal year?
Yeah, this will be second half of the fiscal year because this investment will start in June onwards, means July onwards, we will start getting the benefit of this investment. And the second, you said, what are the drivers? One is, like I said, the investment into the three areas, your knitting and weaving and the processing part of it. So these are the three driving areas. And obviously, we have looked at, in the later part of the year, we are looking at some spindleage also, which can happen primarily either the new unit, and this we are talking about after 2-3 years of this new spindleage.
So, sir, just to sum it up, that the knitting...
Sorry, your voice...
Hello?
Now we can hear you.
So, just wanted to sum it up, sir. The knitting unit, the fabric unit and the weaving unit, plus the addition of 25,000 spindles, should actually double our revenues.
No. I've said that in addition to that, we have a plan to add on the spindleage also. But it is not in the near future. We are looking at in 28, 29, right?
Okay.
28, 29.
One more thing is, like as you told us, that there's a 14-15% kind of revenue growth will be skewed towards H2 of the next fiscal year. So shall we anticipate a subdued kind of performance in H1?
I think yes, you can. It will be very difficult to predict, but I would say that overall, if the thing doesn't improve, like the volatility at this point of a time, then you can assume that way.
Okay, but sir, we are intact, but we will still be intact on doubling our revenues in the next 3-4 years.
Yes, for sure.
In spite of the subdued performance in H1, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the PPT, you have mentioned of 17-20% EBITDA margins. So, can you please let us know what are the factors that should fall into place to achieve this levels of EBITDA margin?
See, I have already said, Aditya, that there are three things which are going to be important. One is the spread. Because ultimately, this any margin improvement will only not happen only because of operational improvements. So that's one. And we believe that at this point of the time, the market is really subdued. And we believe that in a normal situation, as I have explained to you also why we see optimistic in the spread to go up in the medium terms. So that's one. The second is the spread or the vertical integration which we are talking about. So these are the two factors which will definitely bring that kind of a... And in the past, we have achieved that kind of a number. So we don't see any reason of the industry not coming to a normal situation going forward.
So from your understanding, is there a possible timeline that you can share with us?
I don't think we can share the timeline in terms of the market volatility. This can happen maybe this year, this can happen next year. But yes, we can only give a timeline of the vertical integration which we are doing or the volume increase which we are doing through the various capital investments into the business. That we are definitely, we have a timeline.
Okay, so that is roughly 2-3 years, as you have mentioned previously in the call.
Yes. You will see that knitting investment will be coming this year and that will get expanded next year. And a year later, you will see that weaving project will be coming in. And this will be more of a gradual increase which will happen. It will not happen in one go after 3 years. It will not happen in one go in next year. No, it will be a gradual increase.
All right, sir. Understood. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequin Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just had a follow-up question. So, what is the capex for this year? I mean, you said you already spent 500 crores. So that you in the PPT it's mentioned that you spend around 500 crores. So that is spent in this year, or are you including the amounts spent previous year in FY25 itself?
Yes, a very valid question, Raman. First and foremost, this 500 crore which we have given is the number which we have against the 1,000 crore of the sign-off we have done with the Tamil Nadu government. In that, 2 years back, we have gone for a 40,000 spindle of synthetic spindle. That is included. In this also included the investment which we made in the green power. That is also included. And the third investment which will get capitalized now will be the 25,000 spindle. So all this put together is 500 crores. This 500 crores is only which we have already spent in, I would say, up to 23-24. 24-25 will still in WIP, right? And that will get capitalized next year, which will be against that balance 500 crores, 200 will get capitalized next year.
So can we, so you're basically saying 200 crores will be the capex, right?
Sorry?
200 crores will be the capex for this year?
No, 114 crores will be the next year, the capitalization, because there are certain capital work in progress is this year, of that will also get capitalized next year. Cash flow wise, 114 crore will get spent next year.
And how much will be this debt?
Debt, we are not projecting too much of high debt. It will be approximately, we are projecting around a peak debt of this year will be 128 crore. Against last year of 24-25, against the 63 crore, it will be 128 crore. That means you can say 60 crore is the extra debt we are projecting.
So you are basically saying the debt level will be 128 crore, and the capex you which you will spend this year will be, in terms of cash flow, will be 140 crores.
Yeah, 114 crore, yes.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Lakshmi Narayana from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to understand when you are putting this in place, right? What is the minimum spindle capacity you need to do? Is it like a block of 25,000, or how does it happen? And what is the cost you actually have to incur on this putting this 25,000 just for spindle alone?
Yeah. So basically, minimum number which is required to be done, because if you are in existing business, you can, depending upon your cash flow, you can go for a smaller size also or the higher size also. Like 2 years back, we have gone for a 40,000 spindle, and this we have gone with a 25,000 spindle. The second, capital cost also depends on the kind of a product which you want to make it. In this unit, which is 25,000 spindle, 100% digital project, we are investing roughly around 215 crores for 25,000 spindle.
Sorry. So that is depend on the kind of count of yarn you are trying to make?
Yes, that all depends on that. If you're going for the finer count, your cost per spindle will lower. If you're going for a coarser count, your cost per spindle will be higher because of the higher preparatory investments.
Sorry. And this entire output which you are making on yarn, how much is currently exported out?
Overall, till now, whatever we have producing, around 17-18% getting exported. Out of this new unit of 25,000 spindle, our plan is to use for the knitting projects. Once we put this 40 machines, 70% will get consumed into our own knitting fabric.
Well, and what kind of cotton?
Sorry, your voice is gone.
Yes, sir. The current participant has been disconnected. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. As I have been mentioning every time that your input definitely brings a lot of thought in our mind. And as we have been doing our role of improving our performance on the various operational side, will continue. And we are very clear our role is to create a value for our stakeholders. But we will be very cautious on our investment approach, and we will be making a judicious investment and utilize the assets fully to make sure that we earn the money out of the investment which we made. Thank you very much for your support.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.